purposes.
Good morning. Thanks for calling the claims department. My name is Terrace. How may I assist you?
Hi, Mr. Terrace. My name is Vanessa, and I'm calling to check my coverage as far as roadside assistance is concerned, because I called one time before and I was told that I had reached my limit, and then I called another time and then they said that my limit has not been reached. So I just want to get clarification on where I am and where I stand with roadside assistance.
Okay, what's the first name? Is Vanessa, V-A-N-E-S-S-A?
Correct.
And what's the last name?
Johnson.
And what's the zip code?
35803.
Okay, go ahead and verify the full address for me.
It is 449 Hobbs Road, apartment A is in Apple 109. Huntsville, Alabama, 35803.
Okay, and the make and model of the vehicle on the policy?
The 2011 Kia Soul Red.
Okay, and the phone number of the policy?
256-425-6921.
Yeah, let's see here. Please be paid. Okay, it says here you got, looking at your policy, you have 5 services per 12-month period per tow buster, or 1 service per 72 hours per vehicle.
Okay.
It's 5 per year. So if you haven't gone over the 5, and or it's a 1 service per 72 hours. So within that 7, you can have 5 in a 12-month period, but you can't have more than 1 in 72 hours.
Correct.
Per vehicle.
Okay, got you. And that's 5 services per year per vehicle, or just per my policy?
Let me see here. It's only 5 services per 12-month period for tow buster.
Okay. So, King, is it any way that you could check to see if I have exceeded within the last within a 12-month period?
Yeah. Let me check your. Hold on. Yeah, let me place you on a brief hold, Vanessa. Let me find that out for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, Vanessa?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I just looked that up for you. No, you've only had one this year.
And so, and I asked that question because I needed a toll. The other evening, and I had to pay out of pocket because they said I had exceeded my tolls.
No, I'm showing here on the system that you haven't. You haven't exceeded your tolls. Now, if you want to make more clarification, that's what's showing in my system. If you want more clarification, you can email client relations, and they'll give you a more detailed look. But from what I'm showing, you've only used one service.
Okay. Now, if I get an invoice from the toll service, can I submit mm-hmm. that to you all for reimbursement?
Yes. Yes, you can. You just make sure the toll receipt has your method of payment on there. You know how you pay
okay.
for the service, whether it be cash, check, credit card. Just make sure that's on there.
Okay. I'll give them a call as well. Can you transfer me that? Because I need some key. Now,
where'd you come from?
I'm sorry.
What department did you come from?
The roadside assistance. But before you transfer me, if I have someone to come out and unlock a door, would that be against one of my five services?
Let me check. Let me look at your notes, your policy again. Hold on.
Okay.
I don't think so, but let me just check. Now you say you had if the tow company comes out, will it go against your services?
Correct.
Okay, let me place you in a hole. Let me look that up for you. Okay?
Okay,
I'll be back momentarily. Vanessa?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, thank you for holding. Okay, as far as your first question, will that go against your times using? Yes, they'll take that as one of the services. Okay, and the second thing is, I'm going to give you the dispatch number for roadside assistance, and it's easier for you to call them, because in that way, they'll recognize your phone number and they'll lock it into the system. If they ever need to use them, they'll be able to send you texts and alerts through the phone rather than me transferring you. Then, oh, you have it, the 866?
I have it, so you're good. Thank you so much.
Okay, you too, Vanessa. You too, Vanessa. And I'd just like to thank you for calling the claims department. Remember, my name is Terrace, and enjoy your rest of your day.
Mr. Terrace, who do I need to send that receipt to for reimbursement?
You will call us. We will start a claim for once you get 13, we will start a claim. We'll give you a portal. It's actually an online portal that we have. And you just put the documents up through the online portal that once we give it to you, when we give it to you. And it takes about 3 to 5 business days for us to process it. And then another 5 to 7 for us to issue the reimbursement.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You too. And I'd like to thank you for calling. And you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.